That's all in time for Lemon Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. A simple little thing like a headache can make you feel plenty miserable. Isn't that right, friends? Yes, and when you have one, everything you try to do seems to turn out wrong. But remember, you don't have to suffer it through. No, sirree. Not when you have Alka-Seltzer handy. I wonder how many of you realize this. Well, I'm sure most of you keep Alka-Seltzer on hand for relief from acid indigestion. And it can pay you to remember, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief. Yes, drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to its fizz, then drink the sparkling effervescent solution this makes. Because Alka-Seltzer is dissolved, it's all ready to go to work on your headache discomfort, ready to bring you the welcome relief you want. Now, I'm sure you agree there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion relief. And friends, you'll echo those words when you try it for relief from headache pain, too. And do try it, won't you? Yes, remember those words. When headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore and keep a supply on hand all of the time. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today is the day that Abner's household belongings are being auctioned off, with Squire Skint as the auctioneer. As we look in on the little community today, we find the townsfolk gathered around as Auctioneer Skint goes into action. Listen.
$4, do I hear any more? $4, who'll make it $5? Who'll make it $5?
$5.
Well, thank you, Snake. All right, I'm big $5. Who'll make it $6? Do I hear $6? Do I hear $6? Who'll make it $6? Remember, friends, this old stove originally sold for $17.50. And as you can see, it's been used very little, if any. Now, who'll make it $6? Do I hear $6? A $27 stove and I'm bid a paltry $5. Are you done? Do I hear $5.50? Who'll make it $5.50? Well, $5 once, $5 twice. Do I hear more? Sold or sold a Snake Hogan for $5.
Hey, Snake got a bargain in that oil heater, I'll say that. Maybe I ought to run him up a little there. I hate to keep bidding on everything, though. Feared folks will catch on I'm the buy bidder.
Well, that's not a bad price for that stove, Lum. Abner's had it 2 or 3 years, haven't
he? Yeah, but I don't think they used it a whole lot. Yeah, I ought to bid him up a little on that, I reckon.
You'd about bought it, too, like you did that bed a while ago.
Yeah, I reckon I did go a little too high on that bed. I thought you'd go another dollar or two on it anyway.
Well, now, lots of that stuff you bought in too high, Lum. Don't forget, you're just trying to run the price up on this stuff, not buy it.
Yeah, I know it. I forget sometimes. I get interested in it, I forget I don't want it. Don't reckon Abner's going to be mad about me buying in so much stuff, do you?
Well, no, he told you to use your own judgment.
And, Brandon, I wanted to talk to him this morning before the sale started and get some ideas about what he thought the stuff ought to bring, but he left for the county seat the first thing.
He did, huh?
I don't know what for. Fact is, he's been acting kind of queer lately, like he's got something up his sleeve.
Oh, I bet I know what it is. See, Abner didn't want you to know this, but he's been trying to figure out some way to get his half interest in the store back from Squire Skint.
Well, what do you want to get it back for? He's trying to get cut of everything.
Well, he knows what a bad time Squire's been giving you over there, so...
You mean he's just doing it for me? Well, bless his heart. I better get a hold of Abner.
Wait a minute, Lum. Squire's getting back up on the wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet, please. Quiet now. Give me your attention for just a moment, please. Now, ladies and gentlemen... We have only one more item to dispose of, and as usual, we save the best for the last. I talked to my dear friend, Mr. Peabody, for more than an hour last night, trying to persuade him not to place this precious heirloom on the block, but to no avail. And as Mr. Peabody is not present at this time, I feel free to tell you I don't believe he realizes the worth of this valuable piece. This beautiful chair, my friend, is a genuine Chippendale, dating back to and with all the splendor of the Queen Anne period. No doubt brought to this country by some of our illustrious forefathers. Those stalwart souls who braved the perils of a new nation in order to hew a civilization out of these hills and dales and virgin forests. Why, it is not unreasonable to assume that George Washington himself might have sat in this very chair Oh, I can see him now. Sitting there with his head bowed low, with the cares of a new nation resting upon his overburdened shoulders. Mr. Spears, would you mind handing the chair up to me so that all our good friends might be able to see him?
Then he's sure making a deal with that chair, ain't he? Where'd Abner get that chair anyway, Long?
Bought it at the hardware store in that county seat.
I was with him when he bought it. Paid $9
for it. Careful, man. Careful, careful. Remember, you're handling a very valuable article. My friends, in years to come, you can tell your grandchildren that you once lifted the chair used by the father of our country.
They're handling that chair like it was an egg. I saw old Blue, that dog of Abner, sleeping in that chair many times.
Yeah, well, Squire's building it up for these ladies that are out here from the county seat farm. He wants them to think it's an antique.
They've been buying quite a bunch of that chair.
Now, there you are, my friend. There is a plume carved in wood, a masterpiece of those old craftsmen whose work has stood as a monument down through the ages. The workmanship that went into this chair, my friend, cannot be reproduced today in this, our so-called, machine age.
Well, he may be right at that, whatever that reproduced means. I never knowed what a bargain Abner was getting for $9. Yeah, I wish he was here. I bet he wouldn't let that thing go at all.
You know, if it were not contrary to the ethics of my profession, I would never allow this masterpiece to be sold at public auction. But, alas, I'm not permitted to take advantage of my position as auctioneer.
Listen to that, Squire.
And as deeply as it hurts me, I must let this beautiful chair, this masterpiece of design, go to the highest bidder. Now, what am I offered? What will you bid?
$4.
Who said that?
I did, right here, Squire.
Mr. Edwards, may I remind you again that this is an auction sale, not a 5 and 10 cent bargain basement. I refuse to consider such an amount of bid. Now, who will give me a reasonable bid?
$18.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. That's better, at least to start with. Here, I'm bid 18. I hear 25. I hear 25. Who'll make 25? Thank you, madam. Thank you. I'm offered $25. Now, there is a lady, my friend, that understands the romance of these priceless antiques, the intrinsic value of the products of the old masters. I'm bid 25. Here, 35. Who will make 35?
$30.
I'm bid 30. Do I hear 40? I'm bid 30. Do I hear 40? Do I hear 40? Who will make it 40? I'm bid 30. Thank you. I'm bid 40. Do I hear 50? Bid 40. Who will make it 50? 40, 50. Who will make it 50? All done? Do I hear more? Friends, don't let this chair go at such a price as that. Now, who will make me an offer of $45 on this fine piece of furniture?
$45,
Squire. Long, you're going to buy that thing if you don't mind. I'll take 10 times what it's worth.
I know it. I'm just running it up.
I'm bid 45. Who will make it 50? 45. Who will make it 50? Friends, I'm going to close this out now. I am tired, and I've given you all a fair chance to buy.
Yeah, give them another chance, Squire.
45, who'll make it 50? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll bid $45. 45 once, 45 twice, 45. $50. Thank you, madam. $50 once, $50 twice.
Wait a minute, Long. Oh, yeah.
Did you raise the bid, Long?
No, I don't think so, Squire. No.
$50 three times, and sold to the little lady. And may I congratulate you on your bargain, madam.
Granny's Edward's close, too.
Now, my friends, that concludes this auction sale. And may I take this opportunity to thank you in behalf of Mr. Peabody and myself for your liberal bidding and your kind cooperation. Now, those who have made purchases will please step forward and settle with the clerk. Thank you.
Granny, I'm saving one thing for old Squire. He sure got some good prices out of that car.
I never saw anything like it in my life. Yeah, you got to hand it to Squire, Lum. He is an auctioneer.
Well, I saw him handle lots of sales, but he couldn't have tried no harder on this than if the stuff had belonged to him.
Well, he got every nickel out of him that he could.
Wait a minute, yonder comes Adner.
Huh?
That ain't just like him getting here just as everything's over.
He's always late.
Yeah, I hope he don't feel mad at me about buying in so much of this stuff. I reckon I did go too high on some of it, but that blame Squire gets me to bidding in spite of myself.
Pardon me, gentlemen. I just want to thank you, Lum, for your patronage today. I believe you were one of my best customers.
Yeah.
Grandpappy Spears has just told me, Lum, that your stuff comes to $186.
$186?
Yes. I told him to just accept your check. so he's all ready for any time you want to go over there and settle up.
Yeah, well, I see Abner coming there. Me and him had a little understanding about this. Tell you the truth, Squire, you never noted, but I was the buy-bidder here at the sale.
I had no understanding with you, Lum, about buy-bidding.
No, I had it with Abner. Hey, Abner, come here a minute.
Hey, howdy, fellas. How'd you come out, Squire?
Oh, did just fine, Abner, fine.
Squire's trying to get me to pay for that stuff I bought in, Abner. I told him that you'd got me to bid that stuff in for you.
Oh, my goodness alive.
Well, what's the matter?
Abner had no authority to arrange for a buy-bidder, Lum. This stuff that you bought today here belongs to me.
Belongs to you?
Yeah. Doggy Farm, I forgot to tell you. I traded all this stuff over here to Squire yesterday evening for his half interest in a Jotem Down store bag.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and I'll expect you to pay for everything you bought here today, too, Lum. $186 cash.
Well, how is Lum going to raise $186? Looks like Lum will go broke before Abner does.